This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for being a part of our show today. I'm going to enjoy this show, Jeremy, because our guest today is a returning guest, Mr. Antoine Anderson. If you remember, he was with us a little over 2-3 years ago.
I do remember that. Yeah, he got his second book. We loved his first one. So, yeah, this was a must-do.
Yes, so we definitely want to talk about this next book. But first, since it's been so long, I guess we're going to have this brother write a book every couple of months so we can have him come on the show a little
Sounds
bit
Sounds good
more.
To me.
Antoine Anderson, welcome to the Father Matters. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show, bro.
Good to be back. Thank you for inviting me and letting me come back on here.
I'm really glad you're on the show. We're going to talk about your new book, Prepared, Journey to Fulfill Your Destiny. But since it's been so long, and before we dive into this, last time you was on our show, your first book was authored called
Bargain Basement Jesus, The Cost of Following.
How's that book doing still to this day?
That book is actually still doing really well. It's amazing because I have people that still come up to me. I wrote that in 2015.
Yes.
And people are coming up now saying, hey, I'm rereading it. It's still relevant. It's still fresh. And it's still speaking to me. And that's really the focus. That's what we want to see is that the book continues to stay relevant and bless people.
Before we talk about book two, book one, can we still get that book?
Yeah, it's still on Amazon. Amazon's still selling it. You can get it Kindle. You can even get it on Barnes & Nobles. Yeah, it's still available. It's still out there doing what it's doing.
Yes, it is. And what's the title one more time?
It's called Bargain Basement Jesus, The Cost of Following.
Yes, and you go back to the Father Matters Show on Blog Talk Radio or SoundCloud.com. We had that brother on, and that was a phenomenal show. Go through our library of the Father Matters Show and get Antoine's show when he was on. Now, what have you been doing in the last 2 years before we build up to that? Because I haven't seen you since you've been on the show.
Yeah, it's been a while. I guess you like me a little bit since you brought me back, right?
Oh, man.
But no, it's really been living out this second book, honestly. Okay. I've been going through some things, but, you know, God has been faithful. God has allowed me some opportunities. My business, Directing Footsteps, has taken off. That's my business, consulting business, where I'm able to step in. Directing Footsteps. LLC.
Tell me about Directing Footsteps.
So the short term is that, you know, we look to help people fulfill their potential individually and as a business. And God has given me insight where I can go into a business and help them identify different structure or operationals to make their business run more effectively. God has also allowed me to do it from the biblical principles. But the businesses don't have to be believers, but God has given me a way to communicate it to help build their business. And so it's been very successful now.
So if I own a car dealership and I need my sales team to sell more, you could come in and help me with that?
I can come help you, help it out.
If I run a youth ministry and I want to add more students and bring more life to the youth ministry, you could come in and do that?
Absolutely.
How would I get in touch with you?
You can call me at, let me pull the number up, I don't call myself very often. You can reach me at 760-278-3895. Again, at 760-278-3895. Or you can reach me via email at directingfootsteps@gmail.com. Again, that's directingfootsteps, all one word, @gmail.com.
So it's like life coaching and motivation.
Absolutely. Yes.
Spiritual.
It's life coaching. It's business coaching.
Yes,
business
sir.
Consulting. And it all really boils down to one thing. It's helping people discover their potential and fulfill it. So if it's in a business, we want to talk to your people. We want to make sure that everybody has a clear vision of what you're doing. And we want to build the people up. Because if we build your people up, then quite naturally, your bottom line is going to grow. Your reach is going to grow because your people are healthy.
Speaking of healthy, people are going to call in sick less. People are going to be stressed less.
Yeah.
Call Antoine Anderson. Directing Footsteps.
Amen.
Okay. Now, this awesome new book, and I got a hold of this last month, Prepared, Journey to Fulfill Your Destiny. I like what you wrote here on the back here. I highlighted. It says, in Prepared, Journey to Fulfill Your Destiny, we will take a journey with a young man as he overcomes what seemed to be obstacle after obstacle in his life. In the end, he understands that it was all necessary as he was being prepared to fulfill his destiny. Share, who is this young man? Why young man? Why this book, brother?
Yeah, so the young man is Joseph in the book of Genesis. And many of us have heard his story. He, you know, started off with his family, ended up being sold into slavery. He goes through a lot of different things in his life that the average person really would have thrown in the towel. But by the time we get to Genesis chapter 50, we see that he has this almost aha moment when he says one of his most famous quotes, "You meant it for evil for me, but God meant it for good so that many lives can be saved." And so we just walk that out and connect it with our own personal life. There are so many things that we go through, and sometimes we think we go through things that are challenging because we made the wrong decision, shame on us, or we did something bad, or God's trying to punish us. But if we approach each situation as it's preparing us for an expected end, we can approach it with a different mindset, and it can help us interact with the situation or the circumstance and the people connected to it from a different point of view. And
sometimes when we make a mistake, we hide. We're worried about what people may think. We worry about what people may say. And most of the time, people are going through so many issues themselves, they're not even worried about what you're going through.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And sometimes they are. Sometimes, like, for instance, with Joseph, we know that his brother sold him into slavery. Well, we would think that that would have taken him off track. But in all actuality, all it did was it set his plan and his destiny in motion.
That's right.
And so sometimes, even when it appears that people are getting the best of you, we have to remember that God says, listen, I am always with you, never leave you or forsake you. He may not cause all things, but he can use all things to work together for the good that he's called you for. And so it is of my belief that we all can relate to Joseph's journey. God has given me some great revelation, and it's this book has been impacting lives like none other. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just been phenomenal, the feedback I've already gotten from this book, and it's not been out that long.
That's powerful. Chapter one, you got embracing the Father's gift. And I'm telling y'all right now, no, I'm not going to go through all chapters. I'm going to skip around because you have got to pick this book up. If you have a teenager, if you have a young adult, if you are an adult, a lot of midlife crises is going on
absolutely.
Right now. We're dealing with a lot of that at Father
absolutely.
Matters. You'd be surprised. I'm talking about brothers that's late 40s, Antoine, got the gold watch, got the Lexus in the parking lot, and they're talking suicide.
Yeah.
We're finding out they're dabbling in with pornography or alcoholism or smoking and cigarettes and things like that.
Yeah.
We're going through stuff.
Absolutely.
It's life, and we're hiding. What I love about this, embracing the Father's gift, share that. Because some people feel like they're doing so bad or they're going through something so tough, they can't embrace his gift during those tough times.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's kind of two sides to that coin, if you will. Sometimes when we go through situations, again, it's hard for us to identify what God's gift is or even believe that God has enough love or favor for us that he would gift us in the first place. We feel that we're not worthy. We feel that, you know, maybe we're not smart enough. We're not like the next person. That's one of the things that I feel is extremely detrimental to us understanding our gift is comparison.
That's what I was going to say, comparing.
Yeah, we compare ourselves with other individuals, and if my gift doesn't look like your gift or if my gift doesn't have the results that I feel like your gift does, then I'm not going to embrace the gift that God has given me. And so that chapter really focuses on being able to identify, listen, God loves you and he has gifted you, and I have to discover what are the gifts that God has given me, not what are the gifts that God has given Vance, not what are the gifts that God has given Germany, but what are the gifts he has given me, and I have to embrace them. And embracing them, I have to use them. In that chapter, we talk about how Joseph received a coat from his father, and it infuriated his brothers because he said that his father loved him so much that he gave him a gift. Well, Joseph could have responded to his brother's response and not wore the gift because he was offending his brothers. And there are times where we have situations where God has gifted us, and sometimes people around us are not excited about the gift God has given us, and we start to shrink back. And so we have to embrace it. We have to, quote unquote, wear the jacket just like Joseph wore the jacket, but we need to move in our gifts and understand whatever God has gifted you in, move in it, embrace it. It's okay. Some people are not going to like it, but God is going to love it when your gift produces fruit. In fact, Mark 8 tells us that it is his glory that we produce fruit. And in order for us to produce fruit, we have to embrace his gift.
But what about that person that's going through a financial situation? They're not looking up. They're looking at that financial situation. They're looking at the car just broke down.
Yeah.
They're looking at their child just got suspended from school. And the gifts, the tools are right there. How do we look up from that situation to see the gift, see the tool, and then use it?
Well, it's again, number one, in order for me to embrace his gift in situations like that, I have to acknowledge him. And so a lot of times in those type situations, it is easy to be consumed and overwhelmed by the situation that's right in front of me. And I have to take a step back. This is a bridge, if you will. Whatever you're going through, it can be, you can be just getting fired from your job. You could just, like you say, your child could be going through a suspension. You could be going through a divorce. You have to understand that is not your end result. That is a bridge. A bridge to take you from where you are currently to where God has in place for you. And so you have to trust and believe that although it's bad now, he still has gifted me with the tools and resources that I need to cross the big bridge and to move further into my life and move closer to my destiny.
And a lot of times it's just a distraction, that setback.
Yeah.
It's a deliberate distraction, and we need to realize where that distraction is coming from.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we think it's the car because the battery died. Now we need to go replace a whole new car when all you need is a $100 battery.
There it is.
We get focused on that distraction.
And we amplify it.
The car's not starting. You know what? I'm tired of this thing. Let's get, and you find out it's a $100 battery.
And that's it. So that means that I have to take a step back. Breathe, inhale, exhale. It's going to be all right. It's just a bridge. This ain't the end. You know, it's just a part of the process. It's a part of the journey. So whatever you're going through, remember, it's just a part of the journey. It's not the end. It's a process to take you where God is leading.
And you say that type of information in the book.
That's one
because
of the things that we focus on.
We need to hear that. And sometimes we might just need to hear it from ourselves.
Yeah.
But it's in these pages as well.
And it's in a way that you can relate to it.
Look, we're going to jump into the next chapter. But we're going to go into a commercial right now. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Antoine Anderson, author of the book Prepared, Journey to Fulfill Your Destiny. Tell your friends to tune into the show right now because he's going to get deeper and deeper. We'll be back after this.
Are you looking for legal assistance? Then let FatherMatters.org help. Our purpose is to provide free legal assistance services to fathers and mothers. So contact Father Matters to schedule your appointment at 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298 or go to FatherMatters.org and listen to the Father Matters Show every Saturday at 9 p.m. right here on Faith Talk 1360.
Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Again, my special guest today is Antoine Anderson, author of the book Prepared, Journey to Fulfill Your Destiny. And I want to plug your ministry one more time, man. It's the directing footsteps. Because one thing what I love about this concept, Antoine, you wrote some powerful stuff in this book. And I think what would be awesome for someone, and the question just hit me, can you coach over the phone?
Yeah, we can do over the phone. I prefer to do Zoom or video, some type.
But
of,
you could do that.
I don't have to be there locally.
What is it? Skype?
Yeah, Zoom, FaceTime.
The reason why I'm saying that, Antoine, because for someone to pick up this book and read it, and then, man, if they can just spend a couple of sessions with you.
Yeah.
Because when I glance through the book, I'm reading stuff. But what you're saying right now, bro, it's like the flavoring. It's you're bringing the words out. I know what you're talking about because the chapters that we're talking about, I glanced through, and you're saying what's in the book, but you're also airing that, adding that to it,
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Flavor, that yeah. flow. So when you pick up this book from Amazon, Antoine Anderson, Prepared, Journey to Fulfill Your Destiny, reach out to Antoine. We're going to plug his number and email again at the end of the show because this brother is deep, and he's very real, and he's a very good brother, and it's just... That would be awesome to get the book and then just even if it's just a few sessions with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
To help guide them.
Yeah, I mean, I do that. The coaching over the phone, you know, I've been blessed, man. I really have been blessed because in November, we're going out to Jamaica
okay.
for a book tour. But it's really to really kind of speak this book more in an intimate way. And we'll be there for November the 14th to November the 25th.
That's powerful.
Yeah, and so, I mean, God is opening doors. We're going to Virginia also at the beginning of November.
See?
If you live in Jamaica, you know, come check us out from the 14th to the 25th. If you're in Virginia, I'll be out there on the November the 6th through the 8th as well, doing some leadership workshops and stuff like that.
Well, we definitely got listeners in Virginia.
Yeah.
We definitely got Dallas, we got all over the country. That's why I asked you, do you do it by phone? Because here in Phoenix, someone should book an appointment can see you in person.
Absolutely.
But I want our listeners from Milwaukee to Dallas to Florida to Denver to Wisconsin to know that they still
can reach out.
That's what I'm talking about. Chapter 2, embrace God's vision. After we said to embrace his gifts, how do we embrace his visions, Antoine?
Well, a couple of things. In order for me to be able to embrace his vision, I have to understand that he has gifted me. Because if I haven't embraced the gift that God has given me, I'm not really going to embrace or receive the vision that he has, because I'm like, how am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
And so in embrace the God's vision, that speaks to the reality that God has given everyone a vision for their life. He reveals it in different segments, if you will. Some of us, he gives it to us more clearly up front. Others, he gives it to us piece by piece. But the reason why I believe that that's important, as much as you just said it a minute ago, we have a lot of people that are going through a midlife crisis or just in a place where they don't feel fulfilled. And sometimes that speaks to that they are not pursuing the vision that God has for their life. They may be pursuing a vision that someone else has for their life. Their mother may say, hey, you know, you would be a really good fill in the blank. And a lot of times I've even found myself pursuing things that other people said that I would be good at, and I was unfulfilled. I just didn't feel like myself. And in order to walk in my purpose, in order to feel, you know, satisfied or feeling like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I have to embrace God's vision for my life. And I think that is crucial. That is so, so critical for men, women, young people, old people. No matter what your age is, we have to embrace the reality that God has a vision for you. And you are to follow that vision because you will be fulfilled.
I love that you said that, because there were times when I have embraced God's vision for me. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't hold on to it.
Absolutely.
I started listening to voices.
Yeah.
I started listening to my own voices.
Yeah.
And not so much the whole you can't do this and why are you doing it? It's the voice of people who. Perfect example. I remember sometimes, like on our Facebook page, if we put a black male and his child on our Facebook post, the emails and the messages we get are, is this a black organization? If I put, I might drop a quote by a pastor. Yeah. Now I'm a religious organization. Yeah. If I drop something a little motivational, now I'm worldly. And it's like, I was chasing those voices for
absolutely,
a while, Antoine,
yeah,
and I'm like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I know what God put on my ministry. Don't look like your ministry. My organization don't look like your organization.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, we know what we're doing, who we serve, and the events that we're doing. But I found myself explaining myself to people, because if I'm not putting something faithful, I'm not a real man of God. If I'm not putting black faces on it, I'm not a real brother. And I stopped doing that because I was one of those people who would embrace it, but I wasn't holding it.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
It does. And I touch on that in the book, because I talk about when God gave Joseph his dreams and he shared it with his brothers, and their reaction was not something that you would think would be a supportive. You know, these are the no matter how we cut it, we know that his brothers didn't like him, right? But these are still some of his closest relationships.
Yes, sir.
This is his siblings. He probably wanted to be, you know, affirmed by them, received by them. And then even his father kind of had some issue with the vision that he had. And so what you talk about is embracing it but not holding on to. There are so many things that come our way that try to knock us off the vision that God has given. And you use some great examples. And if we're not careful, if I'm trying to chase, I love how you said that. If I'm chasing the affirmation, or if I'm chasing the acceptance or the validation from other people. Exactly. And it's a reality, because when we're going through and when we hear God and we see God show us things, sometimes he doesn't give us everything. And so there's some uncertainty as we're moving out in it. And so when I don't get the right response from the right people, I have a temptation to move off target. And so it's important for us to be confident in what he's shown us, and to have the confidence to move through even the naysayers, even if I'm my biggest naysayer.
Yeah.
And go. And I love this quote, and I forget who said it, and I wrote it in the book, but it says, go as far as you can see. When you get there, you'll see that you can go farther.
See?
And so it's a step-by-step process
yeah.
that I had to continue to hold on to the vision God has given me.
Man, it's powerful, man. And it's like sometimes I'll be in places and Jesus have told people, don't even tell them who I am.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I'm like, sometimes we don't have to quote everything, man. Just try. Live in the light a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we're uniquely made.
Be the light.
Right?
Be the lighthouse.
But like, we're uniquely made.
Yes.
So you're different. I'm different. Right. So it's a good chance that the vision God gave for you is going to look different than he gave for me.
Right.
So it's okay. I have to be okay with the reality that your vision looks different.
Yes.
And I have to be okay with, guess what? Mine is going to look different. So if you say to me, hey, that don't look right or whatever, well, that's fine. It's just different.
Right.
I have to be confident that God gave it to me.
See?
And if I'm confident that God gave it to me, I appreciate that you're asking me. I appreciate you, you're challenging me because we get stronger because of that. But at the end of the day, you didn't give me the vision. He gave it to
me. That's right.
And if he gave it to me, in order for me to honor God the best way I can, I have to be who God created me to be.
Man, look, we got 5 minutes, bro. Let's get chapter 8, Fighting Temptations.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, the short version of that is ultimately sometimes when we get into the groove of things, if I can say it that way, we're moving in our calling, we're moving in our purpose. There are temptations that come up. I mean, I'm one who, I'm a learner. I love to learn. I love to understand things that I believe can help me move a little further. And sometimes the temptation comes up where there are good things that are presented. And even if it's a good thing, if it's not a God thing, I'm not supposed to do it.
Yes.
And as we are pursuing our dreams, as we're pursuing the vision, as we're on this journey to fulfill our destiny, there are temptations that will come up that will try to pull us away from our vision. And it's not always things that are what we consider would be the things that we identify right away. We understand that, sin is a temptation. We understand, alcohol and things of that are temptation. But what happens if it is a business deal that is going to reach a lot of people and it's going to put a lot of finances and resources in your
but
God didn't tell you to do it. I think about Acts in the book of Acts when Paul was saying there he was trying to go, and I forget, it's like Acts 16. He was trying to go to a country to preach the gospel, but it said that Jesus stopped him from going. Well, you would say, wait a minute. That's a good thing to go preach the gospel. That's a good thing to bring that to that group of people. But Jesus said no. So it can be a good thing. But if it's not in God's timing or if it's not a God thing, guess what? It's a bad thing and it's a temptation for me to get off track.
And that's what a lot of us do.
Yeah.
I've done it too. You kidding me, man?
Yeah.
But because in my mind, it's like this will help.
Absolutely.
Or this will get me here.
Yeah.
And then I started using I and then me. Yeah. And I worked hard, man, and I deserve and you see what I mean? I'm talking about me.
I'm agreeing shoot. Because I can relate to that.
Man.
And a whole bunch of Ishmaels running around.
See, and before the show started, when you were saying how things been, I'll tell you, sometimes when we ask God for things and he blesses us with them, we don't realize some of the stuff that come along with it.
Listen, man. That's sort of kind of what I talked about in the last chapter. When you get to that place, you make it, now what? Now you got to do what you ask God to do.
Yeah.
Now that you're there, you can't have $1 million dream with a $2 hustle. Let me just put it
and
out
you
like
can't
that.
Have $1 million dream with a $2 hustle, but you can't have $1 million dream in a $2 staff.
And there you go.
I want to work for you, but I don't want to work.
And there
I
you
want
go.
The check.
But I don't want to do the work.
But I don't want to do the work. Labor. And if you let me go or if I quit, you ain't a man of integrity or you can.
You have to be willing to invest in the right people. You have to be willing to invest in yourself.
Yes,
you have to be willing to do the work. God has put potential in us.
Yes, sir.
And potential simply says it has the possibility to be, but I have to do the work that is required to get it to that place. I want to be able to have to leave a legacy in the world, not leave potential in the grave.
That's right.
And so in order to do that, I have to be able to put the work in that is required.
And on top of that, you can't take everybody with you.
Can't take. I just had a conversation this morning about that.
Brother, it's like I do the show every week. I'm not just doing parenting. We're not just doing events and conferences. I'm at all these places. It's the newsletter that goes out, the trippy, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then when we get entrusted with some grants and contracts and things, I got to fulfill those the way we wrote the grant or the way the contract says.
Absolutely.
I can't step out of that lane.
Yeah. And think about Joseph. Think about Joseph, right? He had to go ahead of his family to help his family. He couldn't take him with him. He had to go ahead of his family.
He got thrown under the bus.
To help his family, though. And so when you say everybody can't go with me, in order for me to help you, it might be I need to leave you.
Man. Bro. See, Jeremy, he's doing it again. He waiting until the end of the show to start putting that fire on us. Look, Antoine, how can people get a copy of your book, get in touch with you, and get with your Directing Steps Ministry?
So the Directing Footsteps, you can reach out to me via email, directingfootsteps, that's all one word, @gmail.com. Or you can give me a call at 760-278-3895. You also can catch me on Facebook at facebook.com/uncagingyourgreatness.
And on his Facebook page, he has some powerful motivational quotes that this brother do himself. Your Facebook page again?
Facebook.com/uncagingyourgreatness. Look at Amazon.com to get the book. And also find me on Instagram with Instagram. My hashtag or my handle is Directing Footsteps.
Antoine, thank you again for being on the show, bro. Don't wait till the next book before you come back.
Absolutely
man.
Not. All I right? appreciate it, man.
Thank you for being on the show. And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, as normal, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.